FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
840 on KVUE and KVUE.com as we welcome Dynamic Discs founder Jeremy Rusko for a really a fun activity, a fun way to get into the sport taking place this weekend.
Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. Well, Jeremy is into, well, yeah, guess what? Talk disc golf. And, well, I guess we understand, Jeremy, that Saturday is what, National Disc Golf Day? Is that correct?
Absolutely. Saturday, National Disc Golf Day, and there is no better place in the world to play disc golf than Emporia, Kansas. So let's get going.
Okay, how can we get going, especially if we're newbies to the sport?
Yeah, well, we, you know, one of our focuses is to get as many people playing and enjoying disc golf as possible. So as part of our way to give back to the sport, get more people involved, we wanted to give out a free disc to any new player to disc golf. So you can stop in at 912 Commercial Street at Dynamic Discs, get a free disc, ask our staff, you know, whatever questions you have, and get out to the course and experience all the great things that disc golf has to offer.
912 Commercial, just show up and say, hey, I want to try this, and you'll hook them up with a disc, huh?
Absolutely. What a great deal, huh?
Yeah, heck of a deal.
Great deal.
Absolutely free.
Are you surprised here, Jeremy, as, you know, leading into National Disc Golf Day, and we've asked this of you before, but are you surprised by how the sport has grown last 3 to 5 years, using that as a marker?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, obviously disc golf has continued to grow at a really good pace, but the pandemic really shed a lot of positive light on disc golf and the fact that you can get out to, you know, a disc golf course and enjoy getting some exercise, enjoy Mother Nature, enjoy time with friends and family. And so there was a explosion of new players during the pandemic, and that has carried over to even more people picking up disc golf to this day. And yeah, it's exciting to see where the sport has been, where it is today, and ultimately where it's going to.
Yeah, it seems it's just exploded, not only here in the USA, but around the world. As I see, the professionals have been, what, over in Europe here lately, haven't they, Jeremy? Tournaments over?
Yeah, the professional tour, the Disc Golf Pro Tour, was over over in Europe, and there's definitely a big movement happening in Europe to really grow the sport, and they treat it a little bit differently over there. They really treat it more like a sport and like training. Not that we don't treat it like a sport necessarily here, but they're definitely very serious about it over in Europe. It's exciting to see where things are going, and it's definitely becoming more competitive. There's more money that the professional athletes are making, and certainly more media coverage around the sport in general.
Well, Emporia, we hear you say it all the time, Jeremy, the disc golf capital of the world right here. So what have you seen locally? You know, you don't drive by many of the courses here without seeing people out there playing disc golf here in Emporia. Is you seeing the growth here too?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the great things about Emporia. When, you know, we are a true disc golf destination for so many people as they see and hear about the great things that we've got going on. And one of the great things is that, you know, if you're staying in Emporia, you're pretty much 5 minutes from almost 10 different disc golf courses here in town, which is something that really no other community has. And it's great. It's a nice mix between 9-hole disc golf courses that are more beginner friendly to intermediate level, as well as our advanced and championship level disc golf courses out there at Peter Pan, Jones Park, and the Emporia Community Club.
Jeremy, why do you see the growth in disc golf? What are you hearing from new players and those that I guess you could call maybe second stage disc golf players, those that have gotten involved, they threw it and then it's like, hey, wow, this is actually pretty cool. What is it about disc golf that's gotten players from, okay, you know, introductory stage, I'll throw it here with my friends or I'll throw it on my own, to, okay, now I'm into it and I want to get deeper involved?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think part of it is, I mean, it's free to play almost, and it's free at almost every course that is out there. There's a few pay-to-play courses, but it's few and far between. And I think that, you know, our society is changing a little bit in the sense that, We're looking for shorter time commitments, and the great thing about disc golf is that you're usually looking at somewhere between 30 minutes to an hour and a half for your average round of disc golf, depending on whether you're playing 9 holes or 18 holes at a little more challenging course. That's the great thing. Like Hammond Park, we know is our busiest park in Emporia for disc golf, and we encourage any new player to go to Hammond Park or Flint Hills Technical College or Emporia State University. And those, a 9-hole loop there will only take you about 30 minutes. So if you figure from the time that you leave your house, the time that you get to the course and we'll say get ready to playing around to get back home, you're only looking at, you know, right at about an hour, which is a perfect amount of time for a lot of people and their busy livelihoods that we have today. So, it's for all walks of life, all skill sets and abilities. The great thing is you can go out there by yourself and have fun. You can go out there with a group of friends and have a good time. Or you can meet a lot of people on the disc golf course. And that's one thing that I think is really special about disc golf is that the disc golf community is very inviting to welcoming new players and letting them play in their group and teaching them different ways to get better. So, yeah, it's just a really inviting community. And, of course, here in Emporia is the disc golf capital of the world. We are just an amazing place for disc golf and looking forward to continuing the growth here locally.
Yeah, Jeremy Rusko with us. National Disc Golf Day on Saturday. And at the Dynamic Disc Retail Store, 912 Commercial, if you want to get started, get out there, get after it. Dynamic Disc will hook you up with a free disc on National Disc Golf Day. There's a lot of youngsters around here, Jeremy, that's are involved in disc golf and have picked it up and play quite a bit around here. And in talking to their parents, they're starting to get involved in all kinds of tournaments. Is it easy for kids to get involved, start progressing, and just like traveling basketball, things like that, there are tournaments all over the place for them to get involved with?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think part of that, the growth that we've had at the younger level, at the junior level, is partly contributed to the fact that we hosted the PDGA Junior Disc Golf World Championships in 2018, 2019, and 2021. We are also hosting again in 2025. And, I think that really shed a lot of positive light on disc golf at the junior level. And yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of tournaments going on all over the place, and some are that are specific and limited only to junior competitors, whereas most tournaments allow all ages and all divisions, but they have a junior divisions in those events. So yeah, it's the fact that it's not a team sport in most regards makes it where it's a lot easier for a father-son to head to the disc golf tournament and be competitive and enjoy that tournament, or a mother-daughter, whatever combination it is. And so lots of growth happening at the junior level for disc golf, and we've got a great scene here in Emporia to just further that even more.
Yeah, and looking at social media, with some of these young kids, and I don't know how involved you are day-to-day at Dynamic Disc anymore, but it seems like Dynamic Disc, you're sponsoring a lot of players in one regard or another, are you not?
We've got Dynamic Disc. We've got over 100 sponsored players. The mix of juniors, I think we're all around 20 juniors that we officially sponsor. It's amazing to see. Actually, one of the 16-year-olds that we sponsor is Carter Ahrens. He is an incredible disc golfer that is actually competing at the highest level in the professional division, and he is actually the first. He's breaking all kinds of records for being essentially the best player at his age of all time, which is pretty exciting to see. And we know that he is just there's going to be a lot more of those cases because people are picking up disc golf at a younger age now and getting better than ever before.
Lock him in, right?
Sign him long term, Jeremy.
We're working on it.
Good deal. Are you guys involved with Saturday's Emporia High Band disc golf fundraiser? They said that they are, kind of an extension of what you got going on at the disc golf store here this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have all the details. Jackie is, in charge of our community events and our events in general. And yeah, we absolutely are contributing to that and a part of it. And I know that all of our staff has been encouraged to get out there and play. And one of the benefits of working at Dynamic Disc is we end up allowing we sponsor a lot of our employees to go and play in these fundraiser events. And so hopefully we got a good turnout there. And it's great to see our community there's a lot of disc golf events going on, and this is just a great fundraiser and a great way to get involved with playing disc golf.
All right, one more time, let us know what will be going on at Dynamic Disc Downtown on Saturday, Jeremy.
National Disc Golf Day, Saturday, August 5th. Come and see us at Dynamic Disc, 912 Commercial Street. If you're new to disc golf, we would be thrilled to put your first disc in your hand so that you can go out to any of our local disc golf courses here in town and get out, get active, play disc golf, and experience all the great things that disc golf has to offer in the great city of Emporia.
You got that right. Great job as always. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right, see you later. Jeremy Rusko, Dynamic Discs. They got it going on there.
Boy, they do.
No doubt about that. That's fun stuff. Free disc.
Yeah.
Get started in the sport. Good way to do it.
Good way to do it. Don't forget, Corporate Challenge Update coming up next here with Aaron Hammond as KVOE's Morning Show continues.
Oh, no. What? Who are you?
Backseat driver here. What were you thinking trying to pass that truck on the right?
He was in my way.
Bad move, bucko. When you drive too close to his back bumper or drive next to him on the right, he can't see you. We call it the no zone.
No.